Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Trying to think of what it is that I skipped. I thought I skipped over something, and I know I did. I feel like, is it Steve Carell?
Yeah.
This topic came up during our pre-show meeting, and it made Shannon giggle. And anytime that you can make Shannon giggle.
Wait, I'm trying to think what we talked about. You know, sometimes it's stuff I don't want to talk about on the air. What was
too late.
It?
No, it has nothing to do specifically with you. It was just the title of this particular topic, because it deals with gross things. Okay. And Mike's got the one to start us off. So if you are someone that fits this category, I want you to call us up and tell us your story, but make sure that your story is not too gross. When my girlfriend, boyfriend, fill in the blank there, did this gross thing, I knew she or he was the one.
Yeah. Your relationship is legit when, I always say it's the first fart.
The
first fart in front of each other, you are.
This is it. This is the one. Some people actually are afraid to do it because they're afraid they're going to lose that person.
I think it's hold your hair back. When your first time someone's puking and you're holding their hair back, you're like, ooh, this is magical. Right now, it's gross, but tomorrow I'll realize how much she loves me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I brought this up as a potential just Friday topic that we could do. And Mike then said, oh, I got to tell you what I found out about Allie just recently.
Yeah. Allie, when Allie and I first started dating, I had no idea. I was scrolling on TikTok and I saw this on TikTok, and then she called herself out for it. When Allie and I first started dating, she had a fart spot at her house with her roommates.
What do you mean a fart spot?
So she would, when she had to fart when I was over there, because we had just started dating, she would get up and go. I guess most people would go to the bathroom, but she was he could go in there at some point. So she would go to her roommate's room and fart in her room, because she knows I'm not going to go in there, and fart in there. Even if she was in there, go in there, fart in there. And there was an agreement they had, oh, okay, it's cool. And then walk back out like nothing happened.
I love that. And that just makes me love her more, because there is nothing worse than trying to hold in a fart when you really have to let it out and you can't.
How did you find out about the fart spot, though, Mike?
Because I was scrolling on TikTok, and there was a girl who was in, I think she was doing the exact same thing. She was in a room, and she was, the caption was, her boyfriend's here right now. And then she just farted really loud and then walked out of the room.
So that's a thing then for other women to do, huh?
I did not know that, but.
Because I'm going to tell you that I needed a fart spot. Because I was always the person that would leave the room to go fart and then walk back into the room not realizing that the trail of the evidence was following me right back in. Or exactly what Allie, did with not doing it in the bathroom. I'd go do it in the bathroom, which is a place you should always do it. And it would undoubtedly, the girl that I was dating at the time, and one of them was Chelsea, would go, oh, well, I'm going to use the bathroom too. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then the worst part is, it was just a fart that you did it with. She's now not thinking it's just a fart. She's thinking you tore it up in
there. Tore up the bathroom.
And now she's thinking my booty is, or is what you say, my butt crack.
And my butt crack.
Was dirty. Doreen, I want you to be our first caller on this one. When my blank did this gross thing, I knew he or she was the one.
Actually, my case is a little bit different. I've been with my boyfriend off and on for 10 years, and I have never farted in front of him. I don't even go poop when he's in the house.
Really?
So he goes to work.
Real? So
how long have you guys been together?
They've been together for 10 years.
We have a daughter together, and I got a C-section. He was there. He watched it. Sister goes to the bathroom, has the door wide open.
He's seen you go through a C-section, but he's never seen you duty?
No, not, and he's never even, I've never farted in front of him.
It's, wow. It's interesting that you say that because I have, we talk about this story all the time, and people will say that this is not good for a relationship, that your spouse should never, you know, hear you fart or smell your farts. And yet all of us have had no problems blowing ass in front. Have you blown ass in front of
Dude, I blew ass. I mean, I farted in front of my girlfriend within the first couple of days.
You got it. You
has she done it to you?
No, she actually hasn't done that or done a poopy at my apartment.
Really? So she's
a lady.
A princess.
Mm-hmm. She told I asked her straight up. I was like, listen, I know you poop. She was like, no, I don't.
All right. She doesn't want to do it because she's afraid that it will ruin it. You're not a typical, like, dude. Like, you're not a typical Chaldean guy.
Right.
You know, where typical Chaldean guy would be like, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, we've bro.
Heard,
do that, bro.
We've heard from Chaldean girls who call us and say that they sleep, like, with their makeup on. Like, their boyfriend and husbands have never seen them without makeup on.
Mm-hmm. Doreen, I want you to do me a favor because we're going to make sure that, she hung up the phone. I was going to ask her to record her first fart in front of her guy. Do
I thought
it
you were going to ask her to fart on the spot.
Now, I was going to say to her, we'll pay you if you do it in front of him for the first time and document it. Brittany, what's up?
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, Brittany. Brittany, when my significant other did this totally gross thing, I knew they were the one.
Okay. It's not really they were the one. I was talking to this guy when I was in college, and I had a huge crush on him when we were in high school. Well, one day he came to me and my roommate's apartment, and he was tickling me, and I accidentally farted. I was so embarrassed. Tell me why the very next day he literally, like, ghosted me, did not talk to me. I still
have Oh, come on.
What a...
Really?
Man. That boy must have stank.
You did. what a D for doing that to you.
No, it's all good now. I'm married and have a kid. But
good.
I was just like, my best friend was like, if a guy's going to stop talking to you because you farted,
yeah,
he's not the one.
Yeah, agreed.
What do you blow butt in front of your husband now?
Oh, all the time. He like looks at me like I'm disgusting. But then when he does it, he laughs about it.
That's the same. Yeah. That's exactly what I do with Ellie.
Yeah.
When she does it, I'm so I'm like, really? Why? And then like 10 minutes later.
Why is there no equality with farting? We need to break the gas ceiling and have equality for men and women to be able to let loose.
Absolutely.
At the same time.
Scroll through some of these text messages because some good ones just came in that are good ones to do. Like the one that came in and said the gross thing was when she shaved her boyfriend's butt.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then another one here has to deal with butts too. When my wife put ointment on my butt.
Somebody wrote, when I pooped the bed.
When I pooped the bed.
Like,
by the way,
that's
not, love.
Yeah, that's not a common one,
that's
I would say.
That's pure love. What's happening, Carrie? Hi.
Hi. So I have a pretty funny story. 2 days into dating my boyfriend, I was in the room with his cousin and his friend and him, and he told me to grab a shirt off the ground. Well, I leaned over, and I farted so loud to the point where the guys, they were arguing with each other about who did it. And then after about 5 minutes, I finally was like, okay, it was me, guys. So I broke in our relationship pretty fast.
So they weren't even mad. They were probably impressed.
Yeah.
No, they were.
Mojo in the Morning Show, thank you for the call. Carrie. Voice Disguise, this next one here. We'll call you initial N. Hey, N.
Hi,
how are you? Are you too embarrassed to tell the world what happened?
Yes, but I have a pretty common, well, not common, I have a pretty unique first name.
Okay.
So people would know it's me.
Okay. So what is it, a gross thing that you did in front of your guy?
Yes. So we were in like a couple weeks of dating, and I really had to like fart really bad. So he was like, oh, you know what, just go to the bathroom. I'm like, no, you're going to hear it. I've been holding it all night. So he's like, well, I'll go first. So he lets out a little baby toot. And then I'm sitting on his lap. And
oh, boy.
He's like, here, just go ahead and fart right here. So I let out the biggest fart ever. And he said that's when he knew that I was the one.
Oh, that's so awesome.
True love.
I do love that story.
Hey,
tell your grandchildren that story.
Do you ever do this initial N when you go to the bathroom and you don't want people to hear that you farted in the bathroom, do you ever put a silencer on your booty? Do you know how to do that?
There's a trick.
Where you roll up a bunch of toilet paper and stick a little bit
in your
booty.
That's not what you do.
That's what I do.
No, I stick a little bit in there.
I stick a little bit in there and then it silences. It makes it go like that.
Huh. No, I told you this.
What do I have to do?
You pull your cheeks apart. Thank you.
Yeah, Shannon does what? Spread.
I don't do that.
You pull your cheeks apart and not a noise will come out.
Come on. I thought that would be even worse.
No.
I don't do that. The reason I don't do that is I've done that before, and it's actually turned out to be a bad situation for me. Yeah, it's been a bad one for me. So, all right. Well, thank you so much for the call. And
yeah, thank you.
Mojo in the morning, what's happening, Cecily?
Well, my boyfriend picked cut lights out of my hair, and that's when I knew he was
with Oh, my gosh. That is love.
You did what?
Picked lights.
My sister brought it home, and I got it.
Oh, wow. That's a good man right there.
How long have you guys been together at that time?
Next month will be 5 years. We just got engaged.
See, that to me is nothing. Though.
Picking lice out of you.
Yeah. I mean, it's gross,
bad.
But that's, you know,
it's a good man.
That's nice.
Most would be like, they're fearful of getting it themselves. So they wouldn't want to even be near you.
Yeah. Like, I think, for instance, this would be even worse. Maria, on line number 28 there. Hi, Maria.
Hey.
Maria, tell everybody about what happened to you.
Well, this is pretty bad. Like, I have a feeling this is going to take the top of, this is the topper.
All right. So you're warning us in advance. This might be the closer.
Okay. So here's the deal. So dating this guy, we go to a drive-in movie theater. It's a double feature. I'm starving. I usually don't eat at those things. I wind up getting a burger, blah, blah, blah. Movie ends. I wind up feeling really sick. We drive home. I'm feeling like I have food poisoning. Car breaks down on the freeway.
Oh, God.
I'm like, oh, my God. So I jump over this, like, overpass where you could slide down, like, the ravine because I see a porta potty. So I'm freaking out because, of course, like, I have, like, a little shart, and I pooped my pants before I got there.
Oh, no.
So I have to use this porta potty, and I use the porta potty, and I'm crying. I'm mortified. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, I can't believe this. And he's like, it's okay, it's okay. And I'm like, I pooped my underwear. I'm like, oh, my God. And he's like, oh, my gosh. He's like, it's fine here. He's like, here. And he takes off his pants and gives me his boxers.
Oh, wow. What a gentleman.
Hold on. He is a gentleman. Until we walk back to the car, the cops come. They push us because, you know, they get us off the freeway. And then my stomach starts rumbling again.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Worst. I'm dying. Like, I'm actively dying right now. And the car breaks down again. And so I'm actively dying. And then all of a sudden, I'm trying to hold my butt cheeks together. And I completely diarrhea'd his freaking box.
Wow. Please tell me, how long have you guys celebrated together right now?
Well, him and I were together for about 7 years, but then he actually passed away.
Oh, goodness.
From embarrassment?
Yeah, probably. No, very. Him and I broke up. We moved away, but still remained great friends.
Is there more to the story? Because you sound like you're going to still tell us
I know.
More stories.
Please tell me the officer didn't give you his underdrawer.
So after that happens, and not only I poop. Oh yeah, there's more.
Hang on, let me get a snack.
Shannon, this is my life. I mean, of course there's more. So I pooped my underwear, pooped his underwear. Then I pretty much felt like I was going to die. And then we had to hitchhike and get a ride from a trucker. And so we hitchhike from a trucker, but it wasn't like a double cab. So, like, I had to sit on my boyfriend's lap.
Oh, my God.
So then I'm like, I sit on his lap, and then, like, I felt like I was going to, like, poop again, and so, like, I slid off his lap, and then, like, I, yeah, so it was a lot of...
By the way, that's love. That is such love right there. Thank you so much, Maria. I appreciate that.
You made my day.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.